Time to talk about food. New recipes, a few cooking tips, maybe a new wine to try. I'm Tonia King, and thanks for tuning in to Tonia's Kitchen. My guest today is cookbook author Kirsten Schocke, and her new book is called Fiery Ferments. Here's one of her favorite recipes from the book.
There's a mango onion ferment. That is one of my favorites. It's more sour.
So how do you make that?
Super simple technique. You've got some Thai chilies, a couple of onions, about 3 ounces or so of dried mango, and you're going to thinly slice your onions. We like to use scissors when we're working with those little tiny Thai chilies because then we don't get our hands in the hot stuff. Slice those up. Slice some mangoes up. This one has a couple of tablespoons of mustard seed, curry powder, a fresh ginger, of course, few teaspoons of salt. You're going to put all of that in the bowl, your sliced vegetables and all your spices, your salt. You mix it together, and once again, you're going to stuff that into your fermentation vessel, either a jar or if you have a nice crock. And the big trick with fermentation is just keeping everything under the brine and anaerobic. And you can do that a couple of ways. In a jar, you can just put the lid on tightly, and then every day or every few days, as you see the lid bulging a little bit, you just open the jar just slightly, twist the lid, and you'll hear it off gas or burp, we like to say. The other way is to simply stick a zip-style baggie down on top of the ferment. Open the bag up, fill it with water, and then it creates sort of a weight and doesn't really allow any new air in, but it gives the chance for the CO2 that's created to escape. So either of those methods work really well.
Find out more at toniaskitchen.com and be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram.